is BAO. It's not just for big flight departments. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. More and more flight departments are working for or have achieved Safety Management System certification from ISBAO, the International Standard for Business Aviation Operations. And as that program continues to grow, ISBAO Audit Manager John Sheehan says it's also becoming more and more pertinent to smaller flight departments.
It's important, especially for the smaller operator, since they have fewer resources and probably less collective experience as you would have in a larger flight department. Human factors is very important.
Human factors?
We can't treat people as machines and mechanisms. We know that they have other needs out there. And, you know, one of the big ones is how well trained are they? What is their state of fatigue? How do they communicate with other people? These are all critical human factors.
Well, as Sheehan mentioned, one of those human factors is the workload in a smaller flight department, a single plane or even a single pilot operation, where sharing the workload of creating a safety management system doesn't always seem practical. To that end, he says the International Business Aviation Council is working on ways to make the ISBAO program more accessible to smaller operations.
We want to make it a little bit more user-friendly and simplify some of the things that we have in there. Our SMS toolkit is very large and gives a wide variety of ways to comply with it. And it's good that we do that because people need options. People don't think the same way. Unfortunately, the single aircraft operator doesn't have the luxury of the time to consider all those factors. So what we're considering for the single aircraft operator is to give them essentially a template to say, here's as simple as it gets. At least you have something to start with, that you don't have to be searching all over the world for the basis of what you're looking for.
After input from single plane and single pilot flight departments, Sheehan says IBAC realized how intimidating the ISBAO standard might look to them at first.
People are just overwhelmed when they buy the standard and they start looking through the 60 or so pages of standards in there. They said, what did I get myself into? And they just don't realize that, number one, literally they're doing more than half of that stuff anyway. And they probably have some sort of safety program to begin with, too. But the biggest hurdle seems to be, it's kind of a difficult concept to wrap your brain around because it's a fully integrated system and it integrates every part of the flight department operation. But the essential fact is, are we as risk-averse as we can possibly be given our type of operation? That's what it's all about.
NBAA has several resources dedicated to ISBAO. For more information, go to nbaa.org and search on the term IS-BAO. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA's member directory is the most comprehensive source of business aviation resources in the industry, giving you access to thousands of professionals on a global scale. It's where NBAA buyers go to find products, services, and vendors and suppliers they need to help their operation and business. You can even promote your company with a free listing in the products and services section to reach truly qualified buyers. Visit www.nbaa.org/directory.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. The FAA has enacted some pretty big changes to the reduced vertical separation minima certification process, thanks in large part to an industry agency task force that included NBAA. The process is more streamlined now in airspace above 28,000 feet. Oh, and one more thing. If you missed the top five stories of 2013 in our flagship publication, Business Aviation Insider, you can find them all on the website. They include news on flight apps and lessons learned from winter flight accidents. To read all five stories, go to the NBAA website and search on the term five most memorable. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.